swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Two old men, not us, but Rodgers and Brady will be facing off tomorrow. And you like Tom Brady in this one.
I gotta give the guy his druthers. I hated him at New England. Figured it was the whole team and not just Brady, but it's either Brady or Gronk. I don't know.
That magic came to Tampa Bay, where they deserve magic. All right.
But nobody gets through Buffalo.
Nobody gets through Buffalo. Buffaloed in Buffalo.
And mind you, I came in dead last in the pick'em pool, everybody. Dead
That's
last.
That's right. Your predictions, Cowboy.
Oh, it's going to be the Buccaneers and the Bills.
Wow.
With the Bills going all the way.
Whoa.
Take it to the bank.
Vegas just quaked in their boots.
They're in. They're locking it in. The Edgewater Bushes put their bet in.
Lou Hank Aaron is dead.
Yes, he is. Do you remember the pitcher?
Which one?
That threw him the 700 and the record breaking.
It was Mr. Al Downing.
Yes, it was.
Of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Okay.
So, where were you when he hit 715, Lou? Where were you?
What year was it?
74. April of 74.
April of 74? Yeah, I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you at your gal pal's house?
When he hit it, I have no idea where the hell I was. I was in Farmington, Connecticut, doing something that sophomore in high school does.
Jerk it off, probably. All right. Now, you remember the two? Remember in the replays?
Hank Aaron hitting his Christmas ball.
Boy, what are you doing?
So, remember the two guys that patted him on the back as he was circling the bases?
No.
All right. The two guys jumped on the field. Back in the 70s, you could just jump on the field. Nobody did anything to you. And they pat him on the back as he's rounding second. 35 years later, they bring these guys back. They find him, and they have a conference with him and Hank Aaron. And it was Britt Gaston and Cliff Courtenay. And they were charged with interfering with a person's occupation. Lou, you can arrest somebody here every day for that.
No, not at all. When we open, we'll figure that out.
All right, of course. So here's your power rankings that you didn't want to hear.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Everybody remember one for me, all right?
The baseball highlights of the 1970s besides Hank Aaron's 715. So Pete Rose's 44-game hitting streak. Reggie Jackson's Mr. October 1977. Carlton Fisk's game-winning home run in Game 6, 1975. Fucking Bucky Dent's homer in the one-game 78 playoff between the Yankees and the Red Sox. Pittsburgh, Docs Ellis pitches a no-hitter on acid. And finally, free agency. So, Lou, there are six of them. What would you put as number six?
Free agency.
Free agency.
The two Yankees, 5-4.
Bucky and Mr. October?
Yeah, no. And Carlton Fisk.
Oh, well, you're putting Fisk at what, where?
I'm putting Carlton Fisk at 5.
Oh, my gosh, that's surprising.
Yeah.
That's one of the big ones, okay.
No. And then Bucky.
Bucky at
Mr.
4.
October.
At 3.
What do we got? What am I missing?
You've got Rose's.
Oh, Rose, Pete Rose.
And Pittsburgh's Doc Ellis missing a game on acid. So that's two.
Well, I think I might have to switch Rose with Carlton Fisk.
Ah.
So if it was Rose taking the guy out at the plate,
yeah, the All-Star
that game. That would be number one. Yep. Fantastic. Yeah, but for
Jesus, he ruined Ray Fosse's career.
No.
He did. Fosse was never the same after that.
Well, and did you hear that Fosse's brother-in-law was worked at the prison that Rose got sent to?
As he was being taken to the prison, he went past Ray Fosse Field. They named a field for him because it was like his hometown.
Calm down.
Question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
Since we asked you who is the greatest president of the 19th century last week, who is the greatest president of your lifetime, which runs from the 1950s to the present? So Eisenhower to the present, your favorite president in that era.
Trump.
Gerald Ford.
Gerald Ford, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
Go Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Open Air Presidential Limousine Service. When you need to start a motorcade, see Lou at the Sovereign, 60202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou President Show!